is certainly perfect in all of his ways. Amen. Give the Most High God some praise. Thank you, Jesus. I went to a funeral yesterday for a precious sister of mine. It was a celebration of her life, obviously. And it was an amazing celebration. But the first thing that I picked up on when I walked into this church is just the spirit, not of heaviness, the spirit of praise. This woman had just passed about a week and a half ago, around a week ago. I don't know, a week and a half. And the first third of this service for this lady was a praise and worship service. And you know, sometimes we come into church and it kind of feels like we're walking into a funeral. You know what I mean? Like we're carrying the weight of the world on us. We're tired. We're wore out from the week. And we come in with all these burdens. And so yesterday, I was so encouraged. I'm talking about myself.
Yeah.
I was so encouraged to be at this lady's celebration of life and just feel the presence of the Lord so strong, and how people were worshiping the Lord. Something had happened in these people's life that they didn't really like. It didn't make them feel good that they weren't going to have their mother for a season, that they weren't going to be able to talk to her when they wanted to pick up the phone for a season. But there was such a sweet presence of gratitude in there. And they were just worshiping God, worshiping their Father. And so that got me excited for today, because we have this wonderful opportunity as brothers and sisters in Christ to worship God, to tell our Heavenly Father thank you with our life, with our heart, with our actions. What a wonderful privilege we have here. And in Milton, Florida, Santa Rosa County, United States of America, where we can gather up together and worship the Lord and tell him thank you. And I don't want us to ever, ever, ever take that for granted, you know. People have died so we can have this freedom to gather. People have died and fought so I can stand up here and talk about the goodness of the Lord and say what Scripture says without any fear of any earthly consequences. You know, we are so blessed here. We're so blessed. And yeah, America is going through some pains. It ain't the perfect place. But like we said a while back, I still believe it's the best house in a bad neighborhood. You know, and God is so good to us. And today is Father's Day. And today we want to honor our Heavenly Father. You know, and God bless all our dads. We love you so much. Your job is so critical and so important. And the Victory Life Church dads do an amazing job. Today, we're going to talk about our Heavenly Father. So we're going to be in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, be our main text. So right at the very beginning of Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus, he has his little greeting or his opening. And then he begins to talk about the spiritual blessings that we have through Christ. The spiritual blessings that our Heavenly Father gives us because of our relationship with Jesus Christ. So, let it be said, let it be known, take it to heart. You are blessed. You are blessed. I know you're going through it. Some of our bodies really, really hurt really bad. Some of us are whatever, you're just going through a lot right now. That's the world we live in. But I want you to remember, you are blessed. You are a child of the Most High Gods. What did I just say? You are a child of the Most High Gods. You know, that's a big deal, man. That is the biggest thing. Because of Jesus Christ, we have been adopted into the family of the Most High God. That means you are royal. That means you are a royal priesthood. You are a handpicked person to serve the Most High God. Blessed or blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Christ, according to the purpose of his will. Let's pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Redeemer of mankind, our wonderful, wonderful Father, happy Father's Day. Thank you for being so good to us. Thank you for the wonderful spiritual blessings and gifts that you have bestowed on all your children, Lord. Thank you that if there's anybody in here that has not accepted their Lord and Savior, they will make that commitment today. And thank you for your anointing in this house. Thank you that your will be done, and what needs to be said will be said, and our ears and our hearts are open to receive the message you have for us. And not a single person will leave here the same way they came in. In the mighty, wonderful, precious name of Jesus Christ, everybody in church building said, give the Lord some praise, everybody. Now let's jump down to slide 2, and let's dig into these verses. So Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3 said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this is the Apostle Paul, and he just made this statement that I just read. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Apostle Paul's making this claim that we learned in Sunday school. I hope you learned it in Sunday school, but we're going to briefly go over it again. You know, what he's saying is God has a son, and that son is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has a father, and that father is the Most High God. That's the claim Paul the Apostle's making. That's what the apostles say. We see the prophecies in the Old Testament where this is proclaimed. We see God the Father himself validating this when Jesus Christ is baptized. Listen to what God the Father said. Jesus is being baptized. This is the beginning of his earthly ministry. He's about to go off and be tempted in the wilderness. And he's baptized. And in this little passage of scripture, we see one of these super amazing things where we see the Trinity working together. We see the Son being baptized. We see the Holy Spirit descending on the Son in the form of a dove. And then we have God the Father saying these words about his Son, Jesus Christ, Matthew 3:17. And behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. That's God giving his approval to the ministry and life of Jesus Christ. That's God saying, this is my Son. And then there's another place in Scripture at the Mount of Transfiguration towards the end of Jesus' earthly ministry. As he's heading to the cross, he's on the Mountain of Transfiguration. He's up there on that special mountain. And this amazing thing happens. And he's up there with Peter, James, and John, those three most intimate of his disciples, that he takes up with them to this mountain. Amazing thing happens. Moses and Elijah appears. Peter's freaking out. He doesn't know what to say. And God says something very similar. God the Father once again says, this is my Son. This is my beloved Son. And then he says, listen to him. Listen to him. That's a message for us today. Yeah, it's Father's Day. But guys, we got to listen to Jesus Christ. God the Father said, this is my Son. And he speaks for me. He's not going to speak anything that I don't tell him to speak. And if he says it, if it's written in his word, do what it says. Keep yourselves from a lot of unnecessary pain and suffering and sorrow. Can I get a witness? I'm not about to say your life's going to be pain-free or trouble-free. You guys would take me out in the parking lot and hit me in the knees if I said that, or at least tried to. I'm still pretty fast. No, I'm really not. Anywho, pulling it back together, Clayton, I'm really not. But if God says it, we need to apply it to our lives, and that's going to keep ourselves from a lot of unnecessary trouble and pain. Can I get a witness? Give the Lord some praise. Give him some praise. Thank you, Jesus. So Paul the Apostle says, this guy is the Son of God. God is his Father. God the Father said, this is my Son. And Jesus says this, John 10:29-30. We got that? Yeah, John 10:29. My Father, who is he talking about? He's talking about God. My Father, who has given them to me. What's he talking about? He's talking about the sheep of his flock. Jesus is talking about the people that God the Father has given him. He's talking about me and you. And listen to this interesting thing he says about his Father and about himself. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. Isn't that a good feeling to know? Isn't that good to know that our God, our Heavenly Father, is greater than all? You know what I mean? What about the gods of the Moabites? What about the gods of the Egyptians, the Romans? Well, you know what those are? Those were idols. Those were fake gods. Those were demons. Those are demons that a lot of people are still worshiping to this day, and a lot of people don't even really realize it. You know, a lot of people do know clearly, I'm worshiping this God, and they're giving these demons praise and glory. You know, a lot of people are just doing it out of ignorance. But these false gods, these lowercase g gods, they are not real gods at all. Okay? These are demons. Amen? And so there ain't a demon in hell. There ain't nobody, no created nothing that can pry you away from God's grip. If you are in the family, and so we're talking about adoption today, that beautiful thing called adoption, where you are handpicked to be someone's child, you know, there's nothing like that. And so, ain't a demon in hell that can take you away from God. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. That's a good feeling, man. That's a good feeling. How do you know you're going to go to heaven when you die? Because I know I'm a sinner. I've asked Jesus to forgive me of my sins, and I meant it. And I asked him to be my Lord and Savior, and I got adopted in the most precious family. Can I get a witness? You know, and nobody, nothing can snatch me away from the love of the Father. But Jesus right here says, that's my dad. That's my Father. Oh, and that got him in so much trouble, didn't it? He was doing all these miracles on the Sabbath, and the religious fancy boys didn't like that. You're breaking the Sabbath laws. He broke nothing but man's laws. The law perfectly. These knuckleheads had put fence laws around God's laws, and Jesus was like, I don't care about your laws. I'm here to do the work of the Father. Can I get a witness? And he did that perfectly. So Ephesians 1 in verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he's God's Son, which makes him the second man of the Trinity, which makes him God in the flesh, meaning Jesus Christ is the Lord. Can I get a witness? Like I said, the religious elite, you're a blasphemer. You got to be killed, man. We're going to stone you to death because you're blaspheming. You're right here. John 10:33. The Jews answered him, It is not for a good work that we are going to stone you. Jesus is like, what good deed are you going to, you're about to throw these rocks at me and kill me. For what good deed are you going to do that? That's extremely paraphrased. John 10 and verse 30, the Jews answered him, it is not for a good work that we are going to stone you, but for blasphemy, because you being a man, make yourself God. He said, the religious elite are saying, well, you're putting yourself on an equal footing with God. You're blaspheming. He wasn't blaspheming. It would be blaspheming if he was not telling the truth. He was telling the truth, and they could not receive that. Just like sometimes we don't want to receive the truth, and we'll do anything we can to get away from the truth. And sometimes people out there in the world will do anything in the world to get away from the truth, even kill you if they have to, because they don't want to hear the truth. Tell the truth, shame the devil, right? Ephesians 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the King of Kings. God, Jesus Christ is God. Amen. Who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Who has blessed us? Who blessed us? God. Our Heavenly Father has blessed us in Christ. Your ticket to heaven comes from the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Your salvation, your forgiveness of sin, all comes because of what Jesus Christ did for us. You realize we would have no access to a holy God without Jesus Christ. Thank God for that precious gift. And I mean, thank God, amen, for that precious gift. Give the Lord some praise. I got to drink some water. Who has blessed us through Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. So because of my relationship with Jesus Christ, I have some amazing spiritual blessings. Everything to do with salvation. Everything wrapped up in that free gift of salvation is a huge, amazingly huge blessing that God has given us. Amen. I'm talking about God's grace. What's his grace? His favor. God's favor in my life that I don't deserve. Doesn't matter how cool you are, how rich you are, how educated you are. We don't deserve God's favor. We couldn't earn God's favor. But because of Jesus Christ, we have God's favor. We have his grace in our life. We have the Holy Spirit. We have forgiveness of sin. What a wonderful blessing we have. And we can't even begin to name all these spiritual blessings. We cannot even begin to comprehend the amazingness or vastness of what God has for us. Because we accepted what Jesus Christ did for us. Amen? Look at 2 Peter. 2 Peter 1 and verse 3. 2 Peter 1 and verse 3. His divine power. He's talking about these spiritual blessings. Big spiritual blessing is adoption. Think about that, man. Think about that. As messed up as we are, God handpicked you, handpicked me to be his child. He knows everything about us. He knows our deepest, darkest thoughts. And he handpicked us to be his kid. You throw that around a lot. Yeah, well, it's Father's Day. No, the reason why I'm saying that is because it's a true statement that we really need to grab a hold of, that we are God's kids. Well, we're all God's kids. No, we're not. No, you're not. No, we're created in his image. We're created by him. But to be God's kid, you got to be adopted. Amen. Well, my grandma and grandpa went to church and I went to church. He don't have grandkids. God don't have grandkids. You got to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You got to do that. But once you do that, the most amazing thing happens, man. We get adopted. into that precious family. That means that you are now his kid, that you are now his responsibility to take care of. You know what happens when you go downtown and you fill some papers out and you take a kid home because you just adopted it? You know what? You now got the responsibility to take care of that kid. That's not the state's deal anymore. That's your deal. You know what I mean? So God says, you know what? Cast your cares upon me because I care for you. I'm your daddy, and I don't want you being stressed out or worried. It's my obligation and my joy to take care of you. So give me all those burdens, all those scary thoughts, because you are my much-loved daughter. You are my much-loved kid. 2 Peter 1 and verse 3, his divine power. This ain't nothing human hands have done or human hands can do. We're talking about the spiritual blessings, that spirit of adoption, that grace, that mercy, that being filled with the Holy Spirit, the equipping of the Holy Spirit, his divine power is granted to us all things. See what happens when we get adopted? His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Well, that pretty much sums it up, doesn't it? That's pretty much everything. God says, you're my kid. And because you're my kid, through the relationship you have with my son and the equipping of the Holy Spirit, because you know me and I know you, you're in my family, all right? As you know me, you're going to grow in me. And because we have this relationship, you have everything that you need to live that fruitful, productive, godly life here on earth. That's good news, man. That's good, because God's not going to ask us to do anything without giving us the ability to do it. And you know what I mean? And he'll ask us to do some stuff. Get into the good book. There's some hard obediences in there. And what might be a hard obedience for me might not be a hard obedience for you. And what might be a hard obedience for you might not be a hard obedience for me. Does that make sense? But whatever God says, I need you to do this, he also says you can do all things through Christ. Because you have that relationship with Christ, you can say no to what you need to say no to. You can say no to that sin that you could never say no to before, that you didn't even want to say no to before. You can say no to that, and you can say yes to that thing he wants you to say yes to now. You know what I mean? He's given us all things pertaining to life and godliness because of that relationship that we have. We have this amazing relationship with God the Father, man. We can go to the throne room day or night, any time of the day. We can go, see, I mean, the dad analogies that preachers use, I mean, they're, you know them all, man, and I've said them all myself, you know. But, man, when my phone rings, it doesn't matter who I'm with. If it's one of my kids, I'm going to answer it. If it's my wife, I'm going to answer it. Why? Relationship, man. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so here it is. You're a child of the Most High God. You are his kid. And he says, day or night, any time of the day, he wants to be there for us. He wants to hang out with us. I'd come home late at night when I was a young man, kind of not living like I should. Actually, not living like I should, you know, that wasn't no kind of about it. But, you know, for a season, I was at my parents' house, and I walk in the door late at night, and my dad would be waiting there. You know, he would be praying for me is what he was doing. He was praying for me. Thank God for that, you know. But you know what? He wanted to hang out with me, man. It didn't matter what time of the night was or the morning. He was like, hey, you want to watch some History Channel? It's like, yeah, I'd rather make a sandwich and sneak into my room, you know. But the thing about it was, and thank God I took him up on that, you know. Spend time with your dad. If you got a dad, spend time with him. You still got a dad, spend time with him. You know what I mean? Still got a mom, spend time with her. Patch up some bridges. Do whatever you got to do. It's worth it. Okay. So, but the old man, my dad, he'd be like, didn't matter what time it was, like, hey, let's watch a little bit of TV. He was a hardworking dude too. But to spend time with this son was so important to him. He He wanted to do that. So here's our Heavenly Father who's just waiting, man, waiting for us to say, hey, Dad, I want to hang out with you. Dad, I want to spend some time with you. And oh, he's so worthy of it. We just get so busy, don't we? You know, but he wants to spend time with us. Give the Lord some praise. Thank you, Jesus. He's not some far off, distant God. He says, you can call me Abba. You can call me Daddy. He says, you are my much loved son. And we have that relationship where you can come hang out with me anytime, day or night. He says that he is my wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He is my wonderful counselor. And you know, he's like, I really, really think you should take me up on some of this advice. I really think I got the best counsel you're ever going to get. Just come here and hang out with me for a little while. Get into the good book. Amen. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Give the Lord some praise. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. That's our home one day, folks. That's what we're made for. You know what I mean? This is not your home. This is not your home. We're passing through this place. Now, God's got you here for a reason. He's got us all here for a reason. And he says, be holy because I am holy. You know, the Apostle Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. Our dad, our Heavenly Father, has put us here for a season. And he says, you make me famous while you're here. You tell people about me, but just don't tell people about me. You show people me through your life. Amen. So, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ, because it's only through Christ, with every spiritual blessing. Everything we need is ours through Jesus Christ. Us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. So these blessings, this provision, these gifts of the Holy Spirit that God has for us, this ain't no earthly blessing. This ain't something that's going to fade away one day. This ain't something that's going to break down on the side of the road one day. This ain't something that's going to rust. Can I get a witness? This is coming straight from the throne room of heaven. A gift, blessings for his children. Amen? Like Matthew 6:20, you don't have this, but I like what this says. Neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. How come? Because we're talking about heaven, man. I'm talking about purest of pure. I got heavenly gifts at my disposal because I belong to God. Because he's my dad. He's my dad. You know what? All we got to do is call him up. Say, Dad, I need this. Do you really need it? If we really need it, guess what? We got it. You know what? Because the Apostle Paul, you know, he says, like, look, your old man, your dad, your pops, this is paraphrased, okay? Your earthly fathers, they did the best they could. But your heavenly Father, he does everything perfect. Everything perfect, and that's who you belong to, okay? So when he corrects us, it's not because you embarrassed him at the dinner party. It's not, when he corrects you, it's out of nothing but love, pure love, and he does what's absolutely best for his children. That's the God we serve. So he's not trying to steal your fun, amen? He's trying to keep us from hurting ourselves. He's doing what's best for us. When he says, you follow this manual for life, you hang out with me in this book because I only want what's best for you. Amen. Let's go to the next slide. Yeah, next slide. Everybody doing all right? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Verse 4, even as he chose us in him. This is the mind-blowing part for me. It's all mind-blowing. But even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love. Even as he chose us in him. What's he talking about? Talking about Jesus. Remember, this whole thing, we have access to that relationship with God the Father only through Jesus Christ, only because of what Jesus Christ did. Even as he chose us in him before the foundations of the world. To me, that's just crazy. To me, that is just, it blows my mind. That before brick number one was laid in the foundation of the world, God had handpicked Skip to be his child. And Angelique. Yeah, I mean, think about that for 1 second. It ain't no fairy tale. This is the truth of the gospel, that God handpicked you to be his child. That's the beauty of adoption. You know what I mean? He said, I've got to have Sister Dana. I've got to have Dana as my child. I got to have Scott as my child. Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. So he handpicked us to be his child before anything existed. But see, now there's a problem. The problem is that we should be holy and blameless before him. The problem is we're all sinners, man. We've all fallen short, Romans 3:23, right? For all have sinned and fall short of God's glorious standard. Every single one of us don't make the cut on our own. We can't make the grade on our own. We've all fallen short, for the wages of sin is death. But the free gift, this is the good part, but the free, you can't have the good without the bad, for the wages of sin is death. That's us before Jesus Christ. We're that dead man walking. We're on our way to hell, okay? For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God. Here's the beautiful part. He handpicked you before the foundation of the earth. He said, you're going to be my kid. And he knew how messed up we were all going to be. Can I get a witness? But he made that way for us to be washed and forgiven. Like I said, this whole thing hinges on Jesus Christ. Amen. 1 Peter 1:19. You guys got that? Yeah. 1 Peter 1:19-20. But with the precious blood of Christ, this is how that sin problem is dealt with. But with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. So every single lamb that was sacrificed in the Old Testament, every single Passover lamb celebration, every single lamb that was sacrificed was a picture of what Jesus Christ was going to do for us at that cross. And so they couldn't just grab any old lamb. You couldn't have a lamb with, you know, goopy eyes or, you know, broken foot or something, or some sort of disease of any sort. It had to be the best of the best. Why? Because that is a picture of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was, well, check it out. But with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot, he was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, or for your sake. Before the foundation of the world, you were handpicked to be his child. Mind blowing. I don't care what you say. You know what I mean? And before the foundation of the world, Jesus Christ was that lamb slain. He was the one that said, I'll do it. This was something that was agreed upon in eternity past, that Jesus Christ would lay down his life, that would shed his blood, so we could be holy and blameless before our holy God. Tell the truth, shame the devil, right? Give the Lord some praise. Even as he chose us in him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him, in love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will. He predestined us. He chose us before the foundations of the world. Some people don't like that. I love it. Can you explain it? No, man. He picked us out. He predestined us to be his kids. He said, I won't have it any other way. That's the God we serve. He picked you out to be his baby. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons, Jesus Christ, according to his purpose and his will. Out of pure love, out of the kindness of his heart, for God's good pleasure, he picked Rex out to be his kid. Because it made him happy, man. Because God said, I just got to have it. I got to have Rex. I got to have Rick. They got to be my kids. Amazing thing, man. Himself as sons through Jesus. There it is again. It's all about Jesus. John 14 and verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. There it is. Doesn't matter how wonderful of a person you are. Doesn't matter how educated you are. Doesn't matter how many philosophy books you have. But God handpicked you to be his kid, and that we only have access to be his kid through what Jesus Christ did for us at the cross. What a blessing. What a blessing. I can't serve a God that's going to send someone to hell. He doesn't send anyone to hell. We send ourselves to hell. The crazy, crazy thing is that he loved us so much. He said, I want you to be my kids, and you got a sin problem, and I'm a holy God. I can't have anything to do with sin. And the truly crazy thing is he made a way through Jesus Christ for our sins to be forgiven. That Jesus Christ laid down his life as the second man of the Trinity, as God in human flesh. God stepped off of heaven's throne and laid down his life, poured out his lifeblood, so a rotten, dirty, nasty sinner like me can be made holy before a just God. Nothing like it, folks. Nothing like it. That's the dad we have. He predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ according to his purpose and his will. Look, for us as adoption to himself as son. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And then John says that it ain't just some kind of fancy thing that you say when you go to church. We're children of the Lord. We're all God's children. Look at what John says, 1 John 3 and verse 1. See what kind of love the Father has given to us? See how much God loves you? See what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God? And so we are. That's the best part. So we are. It's not just something we say to make you feel good or to make unbelievers think, man, those people are weird, right? There's plenty of that going on. But this right here says that we should be called children of God, and so we are. We really are God's kids. We have been adopted into that family. Give the Lord some praise. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. The world does not get you as a Christian. He doesn't get you. He doesn't understand you. And he doesn't understand our God. But we have a little bit of understanding, us as Christians, about how amazing this God is. That he loved me so much. He made a way for my sins to be forgiven. He wouldn't let me go. I mean, his faithfulness and his love endures forever, and you are blessed, 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 blessed. His mercies are new every single day. The world don't get it. The things of God are like foolishness to those who are perishing. But you know what? The things of God are precious to us. Can I get a witness? And so, doesn't matter what kind of day I'm having. Doesn't matter about this or about that. If I'm a child of God's. My identity is not my past. It's not the stupid things I've done. I am. My identity is in Jesus Christ. My identity is I'm a son of God. I've been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. I am not my own. Give the Lord some praise. Thank you, Jesus. And let's wrap up with this. John 1 and verse 20, but all who did receive him, talking about Jesus, but all who did receive, have you received him this morning? Have you received him? Because nobody has to go to hell. Not a single person has to go to hell. There is that gift of salvation, and it's all through Jesus Christ. But all who did receive him, who believed in his name. Do you believe in Jesus' name? Do you believe he is who he says he is? You believe he's the Son of God? You believe he was born of a virgin? You believe he died for my sins and rose from the dead, defeating death? Okay. But all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right. I like having rights. I like at certain times, I like to be able, nope, actually, that's not true because I got these rights right here. I like that. People died on a battlefield for me to be able to talk like this. People died for me to be able to congregate like this and talk about Jesus. People died so I can have this right here to talk about Jesus Christ. I like heaven rights. I don't like when people are trying to secretly take my rights away. I don't like when people are so brave and bold because they think they've got it all taken care of that they're just out in the open trying to take my rights away. But you know what? I'm passing through this place. Okay? I'm proud to be an American. I know we got our problems, baby. I dig it. I know it. You know what I mean? Like I said, best house in a bad neighborhood. But looky here. I'm a child of God's first and foremost. I'm a Christian. I belong to Jesus Christ. And as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord if I have anything to do with that. And I have a lot to do with that. Can I get a witness? I have this right. Not because of anything I did. Like the rights I enjoy as an American is because some people died on the battlefield a long time ago. I get those privileges because people served in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, and spaceship people, space force guys. Does not compute, whatever. But I don't know. I think it's time to wind it down. Me sugar's dipping. But all who did not receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right. I didn't do anything for that, but I have the right. See that? The right to become children of God. Jesus did it out of obedience and love to the Father, and the Father's love for me. Jesus paid that price, and the Holy Spirit came to live inside me and sealed me as a child of God's when I accepted that precious gift. And I have the right, I have the privilege, I have the right to say I'm God's kid. And be 100%, that is a fact. That's a fact. Doesn't matter if you believe it or not, a fact is always a fact. Doesn't matter if you agree with it or not, the truth is always the truth. And I have the right, because of what Jesus Christ did for me on the cross, I say I'm a child of God's. And you know what? I'll tell that to Satan. Say, hey man, I'm a child of God's, man. I'm forgiven of that. I don't have to give in to that. I'm a child of God's. I'm set free. If you haven't accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, please do that right now. We're going to do things a little bit differently if this is your first time coming to this church. We're all about opening up the altars, and you are welcome to come down here. But if you feel the tugging of the Holy Spirit and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is the day. Don't put it off. Don't put it off another day. Okay? You can leave here and say, I'm a child of God's. I've been adopted by the creator of the universe. He is now my Father. But you need to do a couple things. Okay? You got to receive him. You got to believe he is who he says he is. You don't have to understand it all. Nobody in here understands the massiveness and amazingness of God's forgiveness. You guys just got to believe him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. Trust in what God says. You got to realize that you're a sinner and that you're on your way to hell. That's every single one of us before we accept this precious gift. That's all of us. But you got to realize that I am a sinner and I'm on my way to hell without Jesus Christ. And you got to ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins. You can mouth it. You should mouth it. But you got to think it. I'm a sinner. Jesus, I know you're the Son of God. I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and I turn from those sins. And I will follow you as my Lord and Savior. So say this prayer with me if you want to be set free. And church people, help us out. Help us out. Let's all just do as the Lord wills. Do as you feel the Lord tugging you. But if you want to be saved, repeat after me and mean it. Dear Lord, I am a sinner. I've broken your law. I am guilty. I deserve eternal damnation. But I know that Jesus Christ, your Son, paid for my sins on that cross. He lived a perfect, sinless life. He died for my sins and rose from the dead, defeating death. I ask you, Jesus, right now, to forgive me of all my sins and to be my Lord and Savior. I turn from my sinful ways and I follow you now forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.